You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi, and welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com, where you can get this video and all other previous videos. Today we're going to be discussing the question of when a person loses money that belongs to tzedakah, whether or not he has to pay back or not. So the question is brought in a sefer over here called Money by Rav Shaul Wagshaw, and he brings something we've brought in previous videos, number 24 and video number 27, in regards to borrowing and exchanging money from a tzedakah box, where we differentiate between money that was set aside in general for tzedakahs, or if it was set aside for a specific tzedakah, meaning you put it into a specific tzedakah box of a specific organization, or it belonged to a tzedakah organization already and they are the legal owners. In the first type of case, where the money was generally just put aside for a stam tzedakah, and he brings, for example, every week a person puts aside some money for tzedakah, but he doesn't say what it's for, so that's just general tzedakah. If the person would lose such money, the halacha is that he would not be obligated to pay back or have to separate more money to replace that money that was lost from the tzedakah. There is an inyan of spiritually min hashamayim that would be good for a person to pay back. However, according to the strict halacha, a person is not obligated to pay back that money. However, when it comes to money that was specifically given to an organization, meaning they have a specific tzedakah box that you put it into, or it was the money that belonged to a charity, so in that case, a person would be liable and responsible to pay back the money to tzedakah. However, he does bring over here is that it actually depends on what type of shmira, what type of guardian you are over that money, and also how the money was actually lost or stolen, whether you were negligent and you weren't careful or you were careful. So therefore he brings over here that in any practical case, a shaila should be asked to an expert Rav Poisik who knows these matters very well. So therefore, just to summarize, it would actually make a difference whether the money was specially earmarked for tzedakah or if it was general money. And in any practical case of where the money was specifically set for a tzedakah, a rav should be consulted to find out the final halacha. Thank you very much and have a great day.